87. Career Dreaming. I can envision you as a U.S. envoy to a small undeveloped country, Tony said. He was Andy's best friend. He was proud of the fact that Andy was the best student in the entire school. Tony always tried to boost Andy's confidence by equating him with great people. You could be the equivalent of a hero in an epic. You would make your classmates envious, and they'd have to erect a statue of you in front of the school. Very funny, Andy replied, but in fact, an envoy is an ephemeral job. He usually stays for one episode, then he leaves. Andy was a very smart boy. If you gave him the right equipment, he could accomplish anything. But he lacked confidence. Well, perhaps you'll be the doctor who stops the spread of epidemics, Tony said, or the scientist who eradicates the AIDS virus. Since you like the outdoors, maybe you'll find a solution for soil erosion that will prevent the great rivers of the world from eroding their banks. Let's be a little more realistic, okay? Andy said. And let's be equitable and talk about you. You love math equations. Perhaps you will invent a new theory of economic equilibrium that will force the scholars to erase earlier theories. Or maybe you'll be an anthropologist who discovers exciting new fossils from the Pleistocene epoch. Thanks for your attempt at equity, Tony said. But you really can't equate your intellect with mine. You are a dozen times smarter. I'm only good at one thing. What is that? Asked Andy. Being a good public relations agent, Tony replied.